Tonight on TMS PM, what's up, Ferguson?
Robin Williams had other stuff he couldn't talk about.
Twitter vows to figure out ways to show jerks the door.
Godzilla gets a new movie in 2018.
Michael Cera says there's money in the banana stand still.
Twitter time and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night, PM.
Oh, hello everybody and welcome to the smooth sounds of the morning stream PM edition. Good to have everybody here. It's me and it's Hummin' Boy over there, Brian Ibbett.
That's right. I'm jamming. I'm grooving along to the sweet, sweet sounds of TMSPM opening music.
Yeah, we don't give Andrew Allen enough credit for that cool theme.
No, we do not.
We appreciate that. Actually, we owe two people for that theme. We owe him and we owe Rob Gabers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he wrote the original theme that we play, you know, the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which is this. The morning stream. That thing right there. And then, can't stop it.
And this
then,
is just the jazzified version of
it. Yeah, he took that, slowed it down, brought it all in, man. Brought it all in.
Nice.
Brian, I'm having it. Oh, that's it. That's not the right theme. That's okay. We'll just turn that one off. Put that one on. So I got a couple of beefs here.
Okay.
Before we get to the evening
Bring
news
out the beef.
It's a shorter edition of the show. It always is. By the way, brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. That's why we have this extra thing.
That's right. We got to thank you. Got to thank you, the listener.
That's right. If you haven't yet participated in supporting it, go on over there to the patreon.com/TMS and pitch in, man, because it's a lot of content for very little money. And we're happy to be doing it. So go over there and be one of the many. Oh, you got a little ring there. What's going on? What is that?
Woot is telling me the Woot Off is going on right now, and it's telling me that right now you can get a random printed t-shirt 2-pack for $9 over there at woot.com.
Wow, 2-pack. He died in Vegas, right? Shot in Vegas?
Remember that happened? Right, yes, that's the one. You can get two of his shirts.
Remind me, did Tupac got shot in Vegas? Where did Biggie get shot?
New York.
Okay.
Somewhere in New York.
All right. So it was still kind of a West Coast, East Coast thing.
Pretty sure, yeah.
All right. Is that how it went down? I don't know.
That's how it went down.
So, a couple things. This Ferguson stuff. You know, we usually on the show, we steer away from too much hardcore controversy or, you know, stuff that's super sad. We're not interested in being really sad here, you know?
There's other places to get, like, the the important news, the Diane Sawyer news, the Brian Williams news.
Yeah, and it's not a place. Well, those are two places right there.
Right there, exactly. Yes.
We're just not the kind of place who wants to wallow in the misery, you know, or
of real life.
Of real life. Or, I mean, part of the reason the show exists so we can have, you know, a good time, a respite from all that. But also, we're no experts, right? We don't know. And I feel like this situation in Ferguson, Missouri is more this way than most things for me, where I feel like a complete noob. When it comes to what's happening, clearly there must be more history to this than I think. But, you know, sometimes these things start with a shooting. There's a lot of finger pointing. Police misbehaved in a lot of cases. Other people claim that they misbehaved, but maybe they didn't. You know, like it just depends on where you're at on the side of the whatever. But then things start happening like. There was these reporters with their cameras and their lights up, and they're camped out somewhere just reporting, right? Doing what journalists do,
right?
Here in this country where we supposedly have free press and whatnot, and they tear gas the reporters, the press. Take all their stuff, and then put them in jail. Now, again, no expert here. That feels like a coconut thrown too far. You know what I mean? Is that the old saying?
Is that a phrase?
I just made it up.
That come from Gilligan's Island?
It might.
Gilligan, that's a coconut thrown too far.
Don't, little buddy. So you know what I mean, though? You see that and you go, and there's video of this. It's not like someone made it up or you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's happening. It's getting documented, thankfully, by the other press.
Yeah, the other press who happened to see it. Then there's others who have been in jail who are now reporting what happened to them or why they got arrested in the first place. It seems crazy to me. Now I know that there are always more circumstances involved than people want you to think, either on either side. People always try to melt it down to some bare minimum. It's always more nuanced, always more complicated. that's just the way of everything. So, for example, you know, I've always talked about how the waiter who's slamming your food down and being kind of terrible with his service, there's probably something else going on there that you don't know.
Sure.
So you always try to err on the side of, well, I don't know. So let me engage or reach for further understanding or whatever. And I'm trying to do that with this, but I keep coming down on the side of the authorities seem to be overreaching in every case. Now, should they? Somebody said to me, well, what do you do? Or on Twitter, I go, this part with the reporter seems crazy. He goes, is that any less crazy than looting the city? And I said, well, this isn't the same. Right. We're not saying that looting the city isn't crazy or that there shouldn't be a reasonable response to that. We're saying you shouldn't tear gas the press.
Exactly. They didn't loot the city. I mean, they didn't tear gas the press in response to the city getting looted. They didn't, yeah, I mean, there's obviously.
Or if they did, that's more crazy, Brian. You know what I mean? Like, right. Either way, that argument's dumb. So
exactly.
So it's frustrating to me because nobody wants to just, like, one of the responses today was America. I'm like, no. We don't get to boil it down to that. We don't get to just yell that and have that be the thing that we say.
No.
When something bad is happening. Because when something bad is happening, it's complicated, it's messy, and it's nuanced, and it's granular, and it's not as simple as going, well, welcome to America. It's the way things are now. I want to kick you in the nuts when you say that, not you, them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody needs a good crotch punching.
It's not fair to do that to people, you know?
Yeah, and every situation, there's so many nuanced levels and things going on that you can't just simplify it, oversimplify it. It's like we were talking about earlier with simplifying things just based on a group of people.
Right,
or
right.
A race or a sex or anything like that.
Now, listen, some are going to be crying, hypocrisy, Scott, because sometimes I will make fun of, say, you know, not every Native American says, hello and welcome to the casino.
No,
I realize that's not true. I want to make a very important distinction here. Having a little fun with some very surface level stereotypes is not the same as me generalizing about somebody being at fault in a shooting and in riots and in, you know, the tear gassing of the press. You know what? And it may also be true. The press have been real pushy, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. But is that justified? Like, you've got to be able to take a helicopter view of this stuff and come down to some kind of agreement. And it's not about me picking a side here. Like, I don't want either of these sides. Either of these sides sounds rough.
Right.
Like, neither side has a lot of stuff to stand on. But the guys with the guns and the armor and the freaking SWAT equipment.
And tanks and
used army equipment. They seem like they have the upper hand when it comes to power and therefore should be exercising it very, very carefully, regardless of how this started, regardless of how it's gone from 0 to 60 and how quickly it did. All of those things. What did Spider-Man teach us, Brian? If he taught us anything.
Great power. With great power comes great responsibility.
Thank you very much. So let's exercise some of that.
I was going to try and come up with something about wheat cakes, but couldn't do it. Always eat your wheat cakes.
That and treat your auntie nice because she's going to be with you a long time.
That's right.
All right. Speaking of swinging the other way, what was I saying earlier? Don't date
insane redheads with too many teeth in their face.
Yes, that. So I was, what was in the aftermath of, or the afterglow or whatever, of people being really excited about the new Blizzard release today, Warlords of Draenor cinematic intro thing, which is always really exciting and always amazing work. And those guys are amazing, right? They're doing the best work.
This is the first time they've ever had an event to announce a cinematic, though.
Well, they usually do it at an event. Like, they did it last year at Gamescom, or they do it, you know, they've kind of borrowed somebody else's space to announce it. But you're right. This is the first time they've rented a theater and did the whole thing themselves.
Yeah.
It's all very exciting, all very cool and everything. But everybody's complaining, where's the alliance? No alliance. You know, this kind of back and forth. And it started reminding me of this thing that George R. R. Martin's been bugged about lately, which is, people are saying to him, there's a big campaign afoot, apparently, saying you need to introduce more gay and lesbian characters in your next two books. And he says, no, I'm going to write the books with or without you. I don't need you to tell me what to write. And
it's a song of ribbons and sparkles.
Right. He's already cool with what they're doing with the TV show, where they're having all kinds of liberty with that stuff.
Sure.
Like, they're taking characters that were absolutely not gay.
Was it Renly Baratheon?
Yeah, Renly Baratheon and the flower, or whatever his name is, the Knight of Flowers. none of these guys in the books.
Night of a Thousand Flowers.
This stuff doesn't exist in the books. And you know, whatever. Like that or hate that, those are the books he's writing. And I will be the first to stand up and go, you don't get to tell him how to write his books. You mm-hmm. can disagree with it. You can even boycott him. You can say it's a problem. But him, it is not his responsibility. Brian, this is the pendulum swinging too far the other way. Because right, I am exactly. all, I am, you know me, I am in on this whole, if you are gay, you should be able to live your life and have the same freedoms I have. And you should be able to get married and you should be able to adopt kids and you should be able to do what you freaking want. That's your business. It's not my business. And I shouldn't tell you how to live, right? That I am 100% in favor of that. What I'm not in favor of is swinging so far the other way that we're telling authors how to write their books. There aren't enough gays in the books. Oh, well, all right. Well, I'm not writing about gay people. Well, you should. Well, I don't want to. Like, he should not be made into some kind of villain because he's writing his own books. You know what I mean, Brian? Yeah. If you said to me, all right, imagine me coming to you. Hey, Brian, on Coverville, really, if you could just get... I need at least one erasure cover every week. I know, why aren't you doing that? You have a responsibility to do that. Why aren't you doing that? You would say, Scott, knock off and go away. I'm not, why would I do that? It's your show. You get to choose.
Right.
You get to choose, just like everyone else gets to choose. It doesn't mean that he's anti-gay. It means he hasn't written about gay characters. He also hasn't written a lot from a lot of other perspectives, too, if you want to get nitpicky about it.
Now, Zach Head Utah in the Tadpool says, Renly and Loras were quite obviously gay in the books.
No, there was, I wouldn't say they're, I've read the books, I wouldn't say they're obviously gay. There were hints, and that's why they ran with it.
Are they ambiguously gay?
They're the ambiguously gay duo in the book. No, there is no overt any of that. And specifically, people are not asking for, let's write more gay characters. They have been asking specifically pointed questions, put more gay sex in your books. Specifically, oh, really? Like, if you're going to describe, you know, what's his name? I can't think of their names all of a sudden. Cersei and Jamie there.
Oh, Jamie.
If you're going to describe that thing in detail, give us some detailed gay doing it in there. And he's saying,
Do they get detailed in the books about the about Cersei and Jamie?
A little,
Jamie?
But less than the show does. The
does
show's
it turn
way
into like a romance novel.
Yeah, the show is way more, I think, more explicit than the books are. But then the
he
books
felt
are
her breast heaving upon her.
But the books are more interpretive, right? So you can interpret them any way you want. And I'm not outright disagreeing with Zach Had Utah. There's definitely indications. But if I had read it without the show as a companion, I wouldn't have actually gone to that. I wouldn't have assumed it. And even if I did, they're not going, he looked into his eyes and tore off his thine clothing and threw it on thine floor or any of that. I don't know why he's talking like Shakespeare, but anyway.
Before we start telling George to start making the House of Gay Joy,
right.
the Wikipedia article about characters on Game of Thrones says that Renly Baratheon is portrayed by so-and-so on the TV adaptation. The adaptation openly depicts Renly and Ser Loras Tyrell as lovers, an interaction obliquely addressed in the novels.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. It's very oblique.
Okay.
Of the very definition of oblique. But that's the whole point. He chose to write it that way. Somebody walking in and going, you know what you should do? It's just as bad as somebody
just
saying,
needs to be more gay. Yeah. It's just not gay enough for some people.
Yeah. Hey, George, why don't you have a gun in your... Why can't there be weapons in your thing that are guns? Can we get a gun? Just knock it off. Like, let him write the books he's going to write. Go find other novels that maybe fit your whatever better. I don't like... That's the part where I start going, it's just as bad as somebody telling someone else how to live their life or saying, take some of that gayness out of something. Like if somebody came to the makers of Queer as Folk and said, hey, I really like the show and it's going real well. Could you make them a little less gay?
Could you put some more straight characters?
Yeah, can you put some straight characters in that show? You would have a fit about that. So you got to have it. It goes freaking both ways. Mm-hmm. So for all you at home who think I'm just rubbing up on the gays all day, here's an example where I... where it irritates me. I'm really on one today, and I'm afraid I'm going to really say something that I'm going to regret. Because all day today I've been like stealing.
Hell of a soapbox that...
I've been stealing, man. Can't help it. All right. That's all I had to say about that. That's all that. That's that. Let's dive into the evening news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Oh, it's the news of the evening type.
And it's brought to you by HeroTap, the latest game from InMotion Software, the makers of I Dig It. Give your enemies the finger of justice. HeroTap, the finger of justice, is available for free in the iOS App Store. Follow at InMotion Games on Twitter for the latest news and updates.
Nicely done. Robin Williams, who passed away Monday of a suicide. His wife has revealed today that he had a Parkinson's diagnosis, and this may have contributed to his deciding to kind of check out. Yeah.
When was this diagnosed? I guess you're reading the news. That one I should just...
Yeah, I'll tell you what she said. So Susan Schneider, that's his current wife, while urging others to seek help for problems they might be facing, Robin Williams' wife, Susan, on Thursday, that was today, revealed a detail that had been previously kept private. Her husband had been in the very early stages of Parkinson's disease, she said in a statement. It was something Williams was not ready yet to share publicly, according to her. The actor and comic who took his own life Tuesday at the age of 63 had been brave as he struggled with that diagnosis, as well as his depression and anxiety. My guess is those two latter things ramped way up when he found out that he had a degenerative disease like Parkinson's, which is real bad, real rough. You know, that changes probably some people's minds about how they feel about him taking his life. I mean, a lot of people, you know, it's funny because everyone has their line, right? Like, well, you should never kill yourself. It's the selfish way out. And other people say, well, it's your life. You should get to choose to do it. Like, it's two extremes, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's some middle ground that says, some people are like, man, if you're just, you have an illness or it's that bad and you just, what's the point? You're keeping yourself alive to be miserable. Then why shouldn't you have the right to end your own life? Like, there's all these arguments in between.
Yeah.
I'm curious what listeners think. Email us.
Yeah. It's so not cut and dry. I mean, even my own opinion of it, it's like, I was on board with Dr. Kevorkian and the, you know, assisted suicide stuff that he was doing.
Yeah.
But on the same token, it's like, all right, that shouldn't be the first response to go to when you're diagnosed with something.
Sure.
And there's so much gray area between the yes and no on that you can't really just generalize it.
I like that. General Fi is pretty good.
He was my favorite of the Civil War generals.
Oh, wasn't he great? General Fi? Yeah. Ken Burns thing where he's like, I've been out in the weeds for days. And there was a great letter he read. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so it was fantastic.
Turn the war. So I was going to say that here's what I don't like. See, I'm going to get on a soapbox again, okay?
Oh, boy. All right.
Here we go. I have a very conservative, very... The kind of conservatism where it's like just stay out, totally out of my business. Conservatives, what are they called? Right. Libertarian.
Okay.
He's a hardcore libertarian. That's what he describes himself as. And he is constantly spewing things at me like, nobody should tell me what to do. I should have full reign over all my choices. I should be able to buy, sell, do whatever I want. I should live wherever I want. I should pay way, way less taxes. In fact, I should pay no taxes and let the market take care of itself, blah, 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 right? So he's real, real far on that other end. And while there are some basic tenets of that, his stance, I believe, are good tenets, a lot of it's kind of extreme, and it seems like throwing a lot of the baby out with the bathwater kind of stuff. Anyway... But on this opinion, or on this suicide thing, he's got that all figured out. He thinks there should be all kinds of trouble and illegality, and everyone should have to pay the price. If you shoot yourself or kill yourself or hang yourself or whatever, that you're the worst thing ever, and that there should be real repercussions, and it should be unlawful, and blah, blah, blah.
Really? So his opinion basically is, let me do whatever I want, unless it's kill myself, in which case then the government can get involved?
Yes. And if that doesn't scratch you five ways wrong, I don't know what does.
I can't stand that kind of thing.
Yeah. Pick your deal. You either believe everybody should have all the freedoms of the world or you don't.
I do agree with what you're saying there. However, I think that, you know, you don't have to be... To be a libertarian, you don't have to be extreme libertarian.
No, of course not.
Any... any side of the issue. You don't have to be the extreme side of the issue. There are ways you can say, well, I do agree with these four things. I don't necessarily agree with these other three things.
Oh, of course. And labels suck. Screw labels.
Yeah.
I don't like those anyway. Everyone tries to label me and I get mad. It's like, no, I'm not one of your labeled people. I'm all over the map. I think there's good stuff being eschewed by all sides. It's just that none of them seem to want to come to the middle and compromise very much. But the point of this conversation is, or this particular angle on it, they don't have the right to do that, but you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That woman can't decide what to do with her own body, but
it
you.
It does seem incongruous. Yeah.
It doesn't just seem it. It just totally is.
It is incongruous.
It's just so. Oh, I just feel like going off today. I promise I didn't plan this. I really didn't plan to be a curmudgeonly old turd.
I get the show notes and it says in big cap letters and red capital letters next to everything, I have some things to say about this.
I got stuff to say.
!! Number one, !!
Well, here's one I agree with. Twitter vows to improve our policies after Robin Williams' daughter was bullied off the network.
Hear, hear.
They said terrible things.
Yeah.
Internet trolls, and I don't just mean they hurt her feelings and these were
nice. They were saying horrendous, threatening things,
horrible things that if you said this in person, you would be in handcuffs and on your way to jail. Internet trolls bullied Robin Williams' daughter right off of Twitter and Instagram just days after her father's death. A handful of Twitter users sent Zelda Williams messages on Twitter that blamed her for his suicide by hanging, as well as pictures of the comedian altered to show bruises around his neck. Lovely. As the Washington Post colleague, there was worse than that. They said way worse than that. She's age 25, by the way, could not bear the messages that would stay off of Twitter and would stay off Twitter and Instagram for a good long time, maybe forever. She asked her social network followers to petition the company to block two particular accounts, which they did. It says here, Del Harvey, Twitter's vice president of trust and safety. They have a guy of trust and safety.
That's a great title.
That's
a great VP. Yeah, trust and safety.
Oh, the old TNS. Got it. We will not tolerate abuse of this nature on Twitter, he says. We have suspended a number of accounts related to this specific issue for violating our rules, and we are in the process of evaluating how we can further improve our policies to better handle tragic situations like this. This would include our policies regarding self-harm, private information, and improving support for family members of deceased users. I think that is all good. I just think when people act criminally, you need to react in a way that is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is an impetus to start doing that better, great. I don't know if you eliminate it entirely. Probably not. But
yeah,
people are going to say what they're going to say. But when you are saying things that, I mean, there is a difference between having a freedom of speech online and being saying things that are literally threatening, like threatening mm-hmm. somebody's life, their livelihood. If you're threatening somebody with rape, whatever it is, how is that any different than if you're doing it face to face? There is no damn difference as far as I'm concerned.
No, definitely not. And I think that the more that they can kind of define where that line is that you cross and you're banned from Twitter, the better off they're going to be, because you can't just have it as it's whatever we deem offensive or whatever we deem to be slanderous or harassment. They've got to have some fine lines in there so they can say, okay, this is the line you just crossed with that and you're done.
Yep.
And it's got to be there to protect the people who are getting harassed and getting bullied. And
Well said. I mean, you can't protect all corners of the web. It's very complicated mm-hmm. and lots of little holes to get into. And you want to talk about there. I mean, there are some dark, deep, terrible places, but at least if we can get a handle on the big mainstream stuff like Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr or whatever, that's a good step forward. Now on to some much lighter news. Okay. I'm not talking about anything else that's serious. We're done with serious. Godzilla, the sequel, is now coming to theaters in 2018. Godzilla will return to movie screens. Yep. Confirmed. With a sequel to be released June 18th, 2018, Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures announced Thursday. Gareth Edwards, who directed this year's Godzilla starring Bryan Cranston, will return to direct the sequel as well. He's busy with a Star Wars movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
The offshoot.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Godzilla, we'll tell that first.
Godzilla hit May 16th this year, set a record for 2014, earning $38.5 million in opening night. Film went on to earn $93.2 million that opening weekend here in the States and has since done really well here and overseas.
Cool.
So that's good news.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
You liked the first one, right?
I did enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah. That was good. There are less things. There are worse things to see in a movie theater than that.
Far worse things that you can even currently see in a movie theater.
Did you ever see that the Cancer Teenager Story movie thing that was on?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, did you ever see that?
No. While George and I were seeing Guardians of the Galaxy. No, I take that back. While George and I were seeing Planet of the Apes, our wives were seeing Fault in Our Stars. And judging by the red eyes and the tears and everything, yeah. I think George and I had a much better time.
You probably did, yeah. Than they did. Yeah. I feel like I want to see it, but I want to see it at home where I can snuggle up with a pillow when I'm done.
Yeah. Oh.
Because, you know, that movie's made to make you cry.
Sure, exactly.
Even though freaking Groot made me cry, but whatever. Michael Cera has released an album. Were you aware of this, Music Man?
Oh, I'm coming out with an album. Oh, and are you thinking you're going to buy it?
You're doing a Michael Cera impression. That's amazing. Holy crap. I wouldn't even try that one. That's amazing.
Yeah, I need what I need is scripty kind of stuff for that because it's too easy just to go, oh, well, I could come out with an album. You know, I need something written for me.
I think it's pretty good. I think you did all right there. He has an album. He's no Beyonce, this article says. This is CNN.
Yeah, well, there's a big surprise.
Yep. But Michael Cera can still pull off a surprise album release. The Arrested Development star released an 18-track album titled True That. I don't like that title. No. Which features...
That's like coming out with an album 5 years from now called Cray Cray.
Yeah, Cray Cray. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's not...
My Tubular Tunes.
That's worse. That's worse.
Yeah.
For kids who don't know, Tubular was a big deal in the 80s.
Yeah, people that meant good.
Tubular Man.
And Bad was gnarly.
Yeah, Bad was gnarly. I like gnarly. I still do gnarly occasionally.
Actually, I kind of do gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. The features instrumental compositions and some vocal work. Cera is no novice when it comes to music. He sang backup vocals and played some stuff on a Weezer track and jammed with the indie rock group Mr. Heavenly. I don't know who that is.
No, I don't either. I know Weezer. Don't know Mr. Heavenly.
No, never heard of Mr. Heavenly. He was the one on, what were those guys? The freaking Boondock Saints. Freaking the Tarantino movie.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. Weren't they all names like that? Like Mr. Pink and Mr.
Pink, Mr. Blue.
Oh, they were colors, right?
They were colors.
No, Mr. Brown. Mr. Heavenly was not in there.
Mr. Blonde.
Yeah. Mr. Blonde was not blonde. That was the funny thing about him.
Well, sure.
He cut ears off and stuff. The Daily Beast called it a mix of instrumental tracks, lovely ballads, and solemn covers. Oh, covers. Compares, perhaps tongue-in-cheek, his project to Beyonce's surprise album.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
No, he does...
Is it any good?
He does a cover... what is it here? We've got...
YouTube.
I actually got him right here.
True.
I don't recognize any of the names of these. So it's him doing covers of... stuff that people probably don't know unless they're like super indie. Because I'm looking at some of these titles. Well, maybe Old Gray Whistle? I don't know.
Well, here's something called True That. It's a picture of Michael Cera, but it's not real. Yeah, this isn't it.
Oh, here, if you want to play it, here's a link in Skype.
All right.
You can play any of these songs right here.
Oh, right here on Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. This one time at Bandcamp, I found a Michael Cera album. Here it is. Here's Uh-Oh Trouble. Okay. Hey, I'm going to agree. There's trouble there. Mm-hmm. Oof. Okay, we're going to try a different one. Moving In.
I'm dying this fucking country.
Whoa, gosh, dang it. Freaking, there's language in there.
Michael Cera,
come
what
on,
are you
buddy.
Doing?
Jeez, George Michael. All right, Clay Pigeons. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
This is lovely. Okay.
I'm going down to the railway station, going to get a ticket to ride.
This is all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Very Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, right. A little folky.
I don't know what if any of these is a cover. I can't.
The one you just played is a Blaze Foley cover.
Oh, is
apparently.
It? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
But I can't tell any of these other ones. And apparently there's 11 originals and 7 covers from what something was saying.
Okay.
But I didn't recognize any of these other
here's
ones.
One more. We'll see if this is... Wow. You know what? It's pretty hipstery.
Yes.
That's fine if you're into that, I guess. Good luck to you, everyone.
Right.
Enjoy. That's it. That's your news. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your Twitter questions in a segment we call Twitter Time. But Brian's going to play us something now instead. What the hell is it?
I am going to play, and I need to pull it up here because I didn't have it ready. There it is right there. All right. Evan from Yorba Linda, California says, it'll be my fiance Jane and my 10-year anniversary on the 17th. Which is Sunday.
Yep.
I wanted to request this song for her because she's the love of my life and taking a chance on this nerd. Thank you, Scott and Brian, for all you do. It really means a lot. Shake a snow globe. And he requested a cover of I Melt With You by Modern English. I've got a ton of covers of I Melt With You by Modern English. Mm. And probably popular the most song. Famous one. Mm. It is a popular song. Probably the most famous one is Bowling for Soup.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to play that one because I have a little complaint about them changing the lyrics. From making love to you was never second best to something like hanging out with you was never second best.
What?
Yeah.
Why'd they do that?
It's like, I don't know. Because, you know.
That's annoying.
It is annoying. It's like Ed Sullivan in The Doors and Saturday Night Live and Elvis Costello and saying, here, could you change these lyrics for us, please?
I forgot about that Doors thing. That was in that movie. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better or something like that.
Yeah. And they didn't want the drug reference of Higher or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to go with another version right here. This is great. This I really, really like. And I probably would have picked it even if somebody said, I want the Bowling for Soup cover. Mm. This is by a group called Girl Named T. And it's from a 2012 album called Wait by the Rabbit Hole. This there's parts in the song where she sounds a little bit like Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. Yeah. But I love it. I love it. I just absolutely love it. Right. It's I Melt With You, originally by Modern English, covered here by Girl Named T.
Back in a moment. Stay tuned.
The world crashing all around your face.
That was really great.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I want more of that. Yeah.
Isn't that fun? Yeah.
She have more?
She does have more.
I want more.
All right.
I desire more.
Well, I'll work on that for you.
Can you get me more? Please get me more.
I'll see what I can do by getting you some more.
Brian, get me some more.
Get me more.
I desire more. Get me more. Okay. There's that. Hey, look at this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Sure, why not? Let's do some Twitter time. We do this on Thursday's edition of the TMS PM. It's the only time we do it in the week. And all week long, you submit questions, and we've got answers. It's using the hashtag TMS questions, and you can do it anytime. Don't even have to follow us.
That.
Yeah, you don't even have to follow us. You just do it.
Well, why wouldn't they want to, though? They'd want to follow us.
Right? Right.
We're funny. We're likable.
We are. We're pretty likable, I think. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. I mean, and not when I'm making fun of Buddhist people, obviously. All right. Joey says, this is not Joey Image. Different Joey.
Whoa.
Yeah, we give him a whoa.
He says, whoa.
If you had to quit your jobs and forced to be in a WoW profession, World of Warcraft profession, which would it be and why? So
like
you start.
Skinning or leatherworking or mining. I would do alchemy, man. That's fun. That's some fun business.
You like doing that? You like combining regions and making stuff?
Right, and transmutating. Mm. I transmutated some ghost iron into trillium bars today for a quest.
And all you had to do is stand in town and have your hands grind together like it looked like you were doing something. So.
Exactly.
Because that's how I'm going to answer this. I'm assuming it works just the same.
Sure.
So skinning for me, I just kill animals and skin them and they just disappear. There's no blood. There's no mess.
Exactly. The whole rest, you use every part of the animal.
I do. I use the whole buffalo. And I have stacks of leather in my back pocket that just take up no space. It's going to be fantastic. Right. So I would be a leather worker.
It would be hard not to want to do engineering though, because you come up with some pretty cool stuff with engineering.
Well, engineering's, you know, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah. The Great Flea 143 says... Mm. Have you ever noticed Scott loves the word wiener? Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that, yeah.
I like the word wiener. It makes me laugh. I think it's funny. So, you know, today I did a fart video on this World of Warcraft deal, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't help it. It was just funny to me. And it made my kids laugh, and that's all I'm really here for. So exactly. I put it up, and immediately somebody on some uppity dude on YouTube says, "You really aren't growing up, are you?" Like, all right, you freaking boring loser.
Are you sure he was being...
Let me read it to you.
Combative? Okay.
Because you know how I am today. I'm feeling a little saucy.
Yes, you could be reading into it today. You might be a little
on edge. Entirely possible. Totally possible. I will admit that's true. But when you hear this... So here's you can actually hear the farting. So listen to this. Takes the cup. I will take the cup. All right.
Drink. Hellscream.
And then he makes a face.
Claim your destiny.
All right.
You will all be conquerors.
The point is, it's all timed with faces and, you know.
Expressions.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you're laughing. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
Guy wrote in and says, "You need help. Ever made it out of primary school?" He says. That's pretty sarcastic. So I went, "Nope. Still love a good fart joke. I assume you're all mature and stuff now," I said to him. Whatever, have some fun with your life.
Exactly.
So boring. I like the word wiener for the same reason. It makes me laugh.
A funny word. I mean, it's so much funnier than penis or schlong
or any wang. Of those or wang. Yeah, those are all so, I don't know, those feel gritty and cheap.
Like,
but wiener's funny. It's like, oh, that guy's wiener was hanging out. That's funny.
Exactly. Yeah, wiener.
Don't know why. I just know it is. Jonathan Derek Good said Guardians of the Galaxy or the Avengers, and why? So you got to pick, Brian. Pick.
Ooh.
I know.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy, but Avengers, for me, has the potential of bringing in so many additional characters that it would just be a fanboy's dream. You know,
including
what I mean?
Guardians, man. You
including
know?
Guardians. You could throw either one into the other's movie. But, you know, your Guardians of the Galaxy, okay, admittedly... None of the five members of the Guardians of the Galaxy were the original members of the Guardians of the Galaxy, only Yondu.
Yeah.
in the movie was one of the original members. Yeah, okay. But I feel like you've got potential for, I mean, God, for Pete's sake, there's so many Wolverine, Spider-Man. Well, yeah. You'll never see them in an Avengers movie. But
but I think you can extend this to the comics. You know, you could say right, which has the richer potential. And I still right. I think you go Avengers every time.
Captain Marvel and Sentry and there's so much growth. And I loved Guardians of the Galaxy, and I can't wait to see it again. But for me, Avengers, only slightly.
What Brian said, I totally agree with. That's how I go.
There you go. That's how I know that I've either answered too long or I've hit the nail on the head.
Johnny Pritchard asks, why don't you have more gays in your cartoons?
Did he really?
I think he knows. I think he heard my rant. But he has another question. This one's a real one. Your voice is permanently changed. You have a choice between echo or robot. Which do you choose? Well, I go robot, dude. I don't want to echo all the time.
So basically you're,
so it's either going to be like, I believe we shall. I mean, I don't know what he means by robot, but
I would totally go echo. I mean, you know, like this echo, I could just walk around. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
That'd be you the whole time. Great.
That'd be me the whole time.
Okay. Well, we're going to do. Let's see. Cool robot voice. We're going to just do a quick check and see if I can find something. Because I like a good modulated robot voice.
Right.
So how about this one? Here we go. We'll see if there's any good.
Hello, I'm Mike Russell from Music Red Voice.
No.
How do you action 3.0?
How can I help you?
To be honest, it's not very creative. Hold on. Paste it and raise the pitch.
Okay, here we go.
Use the raise pitch preset.
Okay, thank you.
Then start a new wave.
Okay, play it.
And paste that.
Okay.
Effects.
Okay, play it.
Lower pitch.
Okay,
you'll see them.
Okay, play it.
The one.
What are you doing, buddy?
Pull them.
Just do it, you'll mind me.
Oh, there you go.
Voice.
I am a robot. How can I help you?
That's a little more like I'm going to murder everyone, you know? But like a slightly modulated Star Wars voice, like the robot that's fixing his hand or.
Oh, yeah.
Or when they've got. Oh, I'm trying to think of a good example of this. Something
How
recent.
Many languages do you speak?
You know what? I know the Peter Dinklage modulation that's in the Destiny beta or the Destiny game. I would want that.
I haven't heard that.
Humanistic, but still kind of like garbly and cool. Yeah, you'll have to.
Like Gladys?
Kind of ish.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want that.
Okay.
If I'm, you know, if they're giving me what I want, I'll take that. All right, here you go. Do bad hair pieces take you out of a movie, i.e. Cranston and his Godzilla role with that bad hair piece? Are we sure that wasn't his hair?
I was going to say, I didn't realize it was a hair piece, so that one obviously didn't. I'm trying to think of an example of one that did.
I can't think of one. Like what movie? Jason Statham had a lot of hair in a movie I saw once. It kind of weirded me out, but that was, that's just because I know he's bald. It wasn't like a bad hair piece. It just, I knew that it would be like you suddenly having hair, and I'd be like, whoa, what? But if I didn't know you, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. Is there another movie that's just so obvious and stands out?
I'm sure somebody in the tadpole will.
I'm sure we saw like some film sack thing that was bad.
Right. So the answer, I guess, is no.
I guess the answer is no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicely done. All right. Josh Fitzgerald says, old question from my college days, Brittany or Christina? Which way do you go, Brian? What
are we doing with them?
Are we going to dinner? Am I taking them to a movie?
Is this F, kill, Mary? What are we playing?
What's going on? Let's say you are going to see them perform in their prime, whatever each of their prime
is. It probably would be Brittany, because all things being equal, if there was a Christina show in Vegas and I had the opportunity to either go to that Britney show, that Pieces of Me show, or the Christina show, and it was, again, the top of their form, their deal, I think I would still go with the Britney show.
Okay. I think I agree.
Yeah.
I was never into Aguilera. I don't really care for her.
Well, and she's got an amazing voice. I will say that. But she's turned me off so much with her critiques and her compliments on The Voice, the first season, the only season I watched, because every critique, every compliment, everything out of her mouth had more I's and me's in it than you's and you know, like, I remember when I had a voice kind of like yours and I, you know, honed it and da-da-da, or... you know, it's just every critique, every compliment that she issued in that show had to be pointed at, like, four fingers pointed at her,
yeah,
and one pointed at the contestant.
can't deal with that.
Yeah,
I don't like that either. I'm in a complete agreement with you. Mm-hmm. And fun early non,
right, before
ruined
before
by Hollywood,
Britney went crazy.
Yeah, and I don't blame her. By the way, I think it's this environment.
Yes, exactly.
Patrick Schmaltz
will chew you up and spit you out
the other end. Patrick Schmaltz wrote in. His avatar is very hipster. He's got a handlebar mustache and a evil man goatee. He says, Skittles or M&M's?
Ooh.
It's always a mood thing for me, but I think I go Skittles because Skittles I can kind of suck on forever and I don't have to just eat them.
Yeah, Skittles.
Yeah, I think Skittles are good. It's Skittles. A rainbow of flavors.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah. Travis says, with all the Skype issues lately, why not use Hangouts? Because Hangouts are rife with issues.
Yeah.
I hate them. It's a mess. The Google stuff is a mess right now. They need to tighten that ship up.
Right. If Skype is an A-, then Google Hangouts is a C+.
That's kind of where I'm at. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Thomas Chambers says, in order to help people understand creativity, would you donate your brain to science? Well, I don't know that you and I would be the first choice. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Is there a podcast category? Then sure, we'll donate our brains.
Exactly. Yeah.
Of course I would. I would totally would.
We would really like a brain from a podcast producer, somebody who was around in the early days before Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, before Dave Weiner had his idea for RSS. You and I would be good for that. That's fine. And the funny thing is, I'm a total organ donor. I don't have any superstitions about that. Take my stuff, man. It's not going to do me any good.
If this benefits somebody else, it's all yours.
Yep. Take my eyes. Well, they're not very
science.
Good. You may not need my eyes. My eyes are crap. Sell them for scrap. Let's see. What else we got here? What would be your pro wrestling persona / character, says Juan Nunez.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I want to be called Trucker, and I want to look like a big redneck guy with, like, a cowboy hat and chaps.
Right, and a mullet. Yep. All right, I like this a lot.
I want a little bit of face makeup, but just to accent my eyes. I want to look like some kind of terrible, like, cowboy villain. Big fake guns at my side, six shooters.
Sure.
I want spurs, and I want to be called Trucker.
That's very good. I like that.
What do you want to be?
I'd be a cyborg. So, like, you know, metallic looking implant things and a laser beam out of one of my eyes. And
great. And we could have so much fun. We could be the rivalry too.
We could be totally.
Because they do that. They'll put
Trucker
together
versus robot.
Yeah, Trucker and robot, or Trucker and cyborg or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm all in on that.
Nice.
What is your favorite subject in school? Asked Scott Dewar. Mine was art and science. They were kind of equal for me. I liked them both.
Yeah, art and sociology for me was...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, loved sociology. And I think it really depended on the teacher. Tina and I were talking about this today or last night, that Tristan's going to be taking a psychology class. And Tina said, oh, I loved my psychology class in high school.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I took sociology and that was, for me, that was the one I connected with. And it... it's really cool, kind of looking at what makes people do the things they do, and crowds and riots and things like that. It's amazing.
I agree. I agree with that. I like that stuff too. We didn't have very good courses, or maybe I just didn't have good teachers in that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, teachers make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Frazier.
Wow.
If Iron Man said, I'm bringing the party to you, Scott and Brian, what would your response be? I know what I'd say. I have 1,000 things I'd say before the thing she said, which is here for those unaware.
Sure.
Here you go.
I don't see how that's a party.
Okay, that's the official response. Mine would be.
Sounds great. I'll bring the popcorn.
I would have said, uh-oh, that's it. Uh-oh.
Oh, really? That response is better.
It's better than this. It's better.
I don't see how that's a party.
I don't see how that's a party. And part of it is her face. Keep in mind, this is a visual, too.
Oh, yeah.
She could have delivered it better, maybe. And I like her. Let's keep this straight. I really like her. I also like that character a lot. Did you see? Oh, I wish I had that handy. There was somebody made this very, it went viral and I don't know where it went, but or what to even call it. But it was basically a side-by-side list of the differences between Marvel and DC right now. So funny.
Really?
Like,
oh, I'll have to see that.
The DC one is so like, it's just a series of statements, but they're like.
It's somebody probably, it's. I'm sure it's written by someone who's equally loves both sides, right? Oh, and is very fair and.
Oh, of course. I'm sure there's no
objective and
they're objective as you can get. Why can't I hold on? There's a flash media encoder problem. Why is that happening? Close. Exit.
I'm bringing the party to you. Okay, I'll take my top off.
That's what you prefer.
Is that good? Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, wait. So DC versus Marvel chart. I don't know what else to call this. It's really funny. Was it on Cracked? No. Oh, the main differences. I don't know where to find this. Can somebody find this? It's like a, they were like two columns maybe, or it was like stacked on top of each other. And it would be things like, we're not sure how we feel yet about a Wonder Woman movie. That might depend on how we do with, very like business
so
answer.
It was like a list. Kind
yeah,
of
it was
thing.
Like a list. Okay. And then the Marvel answer, we go, dude, Black Widow's awesome, man. We're going to put her in this other thing. And blah, blah, blah. Like, point for point, Marvel's like this surfer dude who's so excited and not afraid of anything, right?
Right.
And the other one sounds like somebody's conservative grandfather.
Like a committee saying, I think she needs to have more red in her uniform.
Chat room, I'm looking to you. Oh,
oh
is
there
this
it is
it?
Right there. There
this
it is.
Is
right
it.
There.
That's it. Okay, I'm going to read some of these. These are a hoot.
Oh, my God, this is long. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read some of them. Okay, differences between DC and Marvel. DC, Wonder Woman is too difficult to find a movie audience for. Marvel says, yo, you like Black Widow? Here she is in the next Captain America movie with a ton of screen time and major ass-kicking skills, all in caps. DC, we can't allow the lesbians in Batwoman to get married in the comics. Sorry. Marvel, hey, guess what? We're going to feature a gay wedding on the cover of an X-Men issue. DC, the new direction for the storytelling needs to be dark, gritty, mature, and cynical. Marvel, dude, check it out. Loki goes speed dating. Is that not the best shit ever? Isn't this great?
This is really good.
It makes me laugh because there is a tonal difference. I'm not saying it's this extreme, but I think there is a tonal difference between these two companies.
It really is. Yeah, there's definitely a...
Here's a good one. DC, right. We can't mention any superhero titles in our movies. That's ridiculous. Marvel goes, F yeah, you want a raccoon voiced by Bradley Cooper with a giant gun? You want Vin Diesel playing a tree? Amy effing Pond playing a sexy bald space pirate? Here you effers go. This is really funny. Our fan base is mostly white males. I'm sure our focus is new She-Hulk line where she goes to court and saves New York. Wait, DC says, new female Thor. I didn't. New black Captain America. Take all this cool shit, Marvel. Marvel be outie. Peace. That's really funny.
That's really good.
Yeah, people should read it. It made me laugh. Well done. And I think they kind of got the make of it.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for your Twitter questions. Thank you guys so much for these. They're fantastic. Yay. There are more to come, and you guys are always putting in great stuff. So keep sending us that hashtag during the week, TMS questions. We'll likely get to them right here on the show every Thursday, TMS PM episode. Okay. All right. Okay. Brian, I want to get the hell out of here. Let's go. Let's be done.
Okay.
Before we do, patreon.com/TMS is where you can help keep this fifth episode a week afloat among many other things. Go support it. Try the coffee level. Try lots of levels. They're all good in there. Mm-hmm. Something for everyone. Can't give much? That's fine. Give a little. Want to give more? That's accepted too. We'll take whatever you got. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. All the kind of things you need to do there are there, so just go there. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address on Twitter. MorningStream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. Did you do a Coverville today?
No, I did one yesterday.
Did you do a Coverville yesterday?
I did. It was a tribute to Robin Williams, so some covers by Robin Williams. Mm. He does a great cover, of Blame Canada that he recorded at the Oscars, and then Come Together by the Beatles, and...
Oh, I forgot he did that Blame Canada thing.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It was really good.
It was really, really good. And then not a tribute, but cover stories for The Raspberries. You know, that song, Go All the Way.
Yeah.
Please go all the way.
Yeah.
And lounge crooner right there.
Nice.
As well as Tanita Tikaram and the Partridge Family. All of them had birthday connections this week. So it made sense to jam them all into one show.
I like it. Yeah. Go check it out, coverville.com. That'll do it. Why don't we play music now?
Sounds good. Okay. This one is sent in by Pat Foshizzle. Dear Biorhythmic Input and Synaptic Misfire, on August 15th, I'll be celebrating my 25th anniversary of my 25th birthday. See how I did that? I have a real simple request. There's a song from my youth, and I first heard it on Dr. Demento. Then I heard Scott mention it, and so I figured if anyone can find it, Brian can. The song is an old Weird Al Yankovic song called Yoda. That's all I really want to hear. But if you can't find that, then the song Star Trekking is an acceptable second. My daughter is making me a custom Jedi costume for my 50th birthday. If it's done, I will post a pic. Don't lick the Cleo, yo.
Wait, is this Star Trekking? Is that the one they're referring to? Okay.
Yeah, so, yes.
Got it.
And the bottom of his email says, sent from my awesome iPhone 4GS. Ha ha!
Wow.
Love that.
That's great.
So there's no reason to play a cover on this one. Let's go ahead and do the original. It's not a cover. It's a parody. But it is so damn good. And for those who don't know, the Kinks song Lola, you owe it to yourself to check that one out as well. I mean, I know a lot of times when you hear Weird Al Yankovic, you're not sure if you're not familiar with the original, you're not sure if it's an original by him or a parody.
Right.
Lola by the Kinks is such a classic song, and really it was the perfect song that straddled the line of the censors and got away with singing a song about a transvestite on regular radio without any problems, because there's one questionable line, you know, something like, I know what I am. And I know what I am and I'm glad I'm a man. And so is Lola. Mm-hmm. And you don't know if Lola is also glad you're a man or if Lola is also glad that she's a man as well. It's so well done. Anyway, Yoda by Weird Al Yankovic. You can find this on his Greatest Hits Volume 2 album from 1999, and it's worth hearing it.
All right. It's Yoda. We'll be back on Monday. See everybody then.
I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name, and in a raspy voice he said, Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo, 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 yo. Like a Muppet, but he's wrinkled and green. Oh, my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand how he can lift me in the air just by raising his hand. Oh, my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Well, I left home just a week before.
Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
In the Utah...